I want to say something that nobody in this room knows, and my producer, Tom, is only privy to it today. I'm obsessed with the afterlife. 7 years ago, I died. It was a situation that occurred on December 24th of the year 2000, and I don't really want to get into the specifics of what happened, but I was rushed to St. Luke's Hospital in St. Louis, and many of my listeners in St. Louis at the time who listened to my Nighthawk program know of this because I was off the air for 7 weeks. And on that day, that Christmas day, if it wasn't for a Palestinian doctor and a Jewish doctor, how strange, huh? They saved my life. They worked for 2 to 3 hours. My kids told me that they thought I was dead. They said, "Dad, you looked so gray. You looked like one of those aliens you've talked about on your local show so many times." But during that situation, I really believe I saw something. I don't know what it was. But whatever it was, it has sparked my curiosity to the point of an obsession. Of an obsession with this board, of trying to communicate, to really decide if there is something beyond death. Because I don't know if any of you who are in the audience understand this, but to truly not know if there's another side kind of makes life incomplete. I know Bruce Goldberg, of course, because he's a believer in reincarnation, believes this. Rosemary Ellen Guiley, a strong believer in angels, believes this. Jordan Maxwell, a believer in evil and the occult, though he does not practice that, believes it. And I'm just not sure. So tonight I wanted to do this experiment. Tonight I wanted to jeopardize all of you in order to find out if this was real, to see if we could get a voice, if I could hear something, if I could communicate with my dead aunt, and somebody somewhere could just tell me it's real. Yet strangely enough, deep down inside of me, my faith tells me that it's real. Beyond any question, because too many strange things have happened in my life. But what I've seen happen in the last couple weeks, people getting into car crashes, people being trapped in the St. Louis Arch, not some other city, in the city that I live. My daughter is expecting a little child in November. She miscarried last year. And, you know, I don't want to be responsible for any of this. So I guess after listening to everybody in a decision that I have been approaching over the last week, I don't want anything to happen to you. And because of that, I will not do this experiment tonight because it is not for me to play around. Maybe one day when I check out of here, which I hope is a long, long time from now, I'll find out for sure just what is over on the other side.